This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there and like you're the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Braun. Because like that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Want to first say happy anniversary. I mean, happy President's Day, which is an anniversary of sorts for this show. It's not something I don't think our social media team is out there making sure you know that on this day years ago we had our very first draft. Andrew Filippone, our friend from Pittsburgh, who's a somewhat regular character on the show. He was a much more regular character when he worked here on this show. He was our update guy. Remember when we had update guys? We still do, but Zach's wearing like multi-hats. We had a dude who was just in charge of doing the updates. That used to be a paid position. I know, right? Crazy. And Andrew was one of those dudes for us. And he walked in here on a President's Day, just like today. In my mind, it was sunny and freezing cold, just like it is today. And he walked in. Mike and I were sitting in this room that I'm in right now. Mike is away today and will be off all week long. And Andrew walked in and said, "We should draft presidents today." And we looked at one another and went, yeah, I mean, I didn't have any kind of a great idea necessarily today. NFL free agency and the draft. I mean, those things were all coming, but this is the middle of the drought, people. There was not the urgency to like pour over the 5th through 15th best ranked defensive tackles that there is now. This was not as much of an appetite for it. So Andrew says that we should do. I think you're right. And impromptu, we drafted presidents that day, and that begot numerous highly successful ratings achievements through the roof drafts over the years. I don't even have the ability to mention them all because there have just been so many of them. And again, the awards are overwhelming. But anyway, today, President's Day is where that all started. Anyway, glad to have you with us here today. It is President's Day, which means no one's anywhere. I don't even know. I got here in like 3 minutes from North Buffalo today. Not a lot happening. Let's see if we can change that. It's been a while. I feel a little at risk doing this on a holiday. But I want to do this thing. I don't have a catchy name for it. rapid fire telephone polling, 803-0550. I have a hockey question for our audience. It's preferable that you be a Sabres fan, but it's not absolutely necessary. I want to ask hockey fans a simple question. I will have you in and out in moments. You will not, unless you're looking for a lot of airtime, then this is not your segment. But if you have ever wanted to have your voice heard, but have it be quick and painless, then this is it. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. I won't tell you that I'm doing great, though I certainly am. But if we get people filled in, then I will divulge the question. But I don't want to divulge the question until we start taking the calls. So if you are out there and are so inclined, 803-0550 is the number. And again, we'll plow through a bunch of these if we actually get them. If we don't, then I'm going to look really like an ass clown here. And that would be embarrassing. And I think nobody wants that. But, you know, I'll take what comes. Anyway, simple hockey question, love or hate are the answer options. And as soon as we get some people filled in here, we will do that. 803-0550 is the number. The Four Nations is going to be the focus of a lot of the conversation today. Here to start, Paul Hamilton's going to be with us on the back end of the show today from 5 until about 6:25. And, of course, we will pour over everything that's going on at the Four Nations and Saturday night and the three fights in 9 seconds and all of it. So we'll get to all of that as we go. In between, working backwards, again, Paul from 5 to 6:25. Dave Buchanan, who was with us on Friday to preview the Bandits weekend and the Daytona 500, is going to be my guest at about 4:30 to review both of those things. The Bandits split a weekend, big comeback on Friday night to beat Toronto, but they lost to San Diego at home in overtime on Saturday. So we'll get the rundown on everything that happened there with Dave, plus some observations from a very weather-delayed Daytona 500, which did actually get completed on Sunday, but just about 4 hours later than it was supposed to be. So that's that. Before all of them, it's the law, okay? We'll get some football in. Matt Perino from the Shout Podcast is going to be my guest at 4 o'clock, and we'll get his initial take here on the Bills' offseason path forward and some of the choices they may and may not have to make as they get things cranked up for the offseason. It is a kind of a quiet week in football. Next week is the Combine, and that, of course, cranks up draft season, and we'll really be firing on all cylinders heading for the end of April once we hit that. But for this week, not much. Next week, we expect to hear from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott at the Combine. Sal will be there covering it, and we'll find out what their reaction is to, well, the offseason in general, but certainly specifically to what extent they'll share plans with roster construction, guys who may be released, although they usually don't address that. But James Cook has been very public about his contract situation, and I'm certain that Bean and McDermott are going to be asked about that. What they say about it, we'll find out next week. So anyway, that's the lay of the land moving forward. If you're interested in this game that's going on now and don't know for any reason, Canada is whooping up here on Finland. Through two periods, it's 4-0. So third period still to go. A regulation win by Canada puts them in the final and renders tonight's game between Sweden and the U.S. Meaningless. Unless the U.S. is just really interested in playing for pride and getting a international winning streak going with this pool of players to carry over into the Olympics, which, you know, maybe that's something they can carry through, but they will not. The game will not have any bearing on the standings should Canada close this out. And again, they're up 4-0 after two periods over Finland. That U.S.-Sweden game doesn't go until about 8:20 tonight, by the way. Okay, 803-0550. I asked for some people to call in quickly. I don't want to take up too much of your time, and you've done so, and I appreciate that. As you hear people hang up, if you want to get in their place, please feel free to do that at 803-0550. The question is a relatively straightforward one. Do you love or hate the Tkachuk brothers? Mike is first up. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. Do you love or hate the Tkachuk brothers?
I love them, and I love that they planned it in a group text.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for playing. Dave is next. Dave, do you love or hate the Tkachuk brothers?
Oh, my God. I despise them coming in. Now I want their jersey.
Okay. Love them.
All right. They won you love over. Them. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Colin, up next. You love or hate the Tkachuk brothers, Colin?
I love Matthew, and I can't stand Brady.
Okay. Do you have one time for one follow-up? Why the difference in the two?
Matthew's just been far enough removed where he's not as much of a saber. Like, you don't see him as much. It's just Brady plays with senators is the main reason.
Okay, gotcha. His face is also more annoying, don't you think? Brady Tkachuk's got kind of like Matthew Tkachuk is, you know, he's definitely annoying. He definitely is petty. Did you see the little video of him going off the ice after the first period, cross checking MacKinnon and then cross checking Crosby? He cross checked Crosby. I didn't even know you were allowed to do that. He was a deity or something. How do you get away with that? Gentle, you know, just sort of, hey, you know, just so you know, I'm here. But Matthew just kind of like run-of-the-mill villain. Brady has like, you know, evil Superman villain face vibes. He's just got one of those faces. So I kind of get it. Plus Ottawa, I think the caller's on it. Like if one of them were going to be more annoying, the one that you see more often would be the one, I think. But I find it hard to separate them. Although the face thing, I think, you know, maybe there's something there. Bob is up next. Bob, do you love or hate the Tkachuk brothers?
Absolutely love Bulldog.
All right.
Just real quick, if I may, the fact that they had a whole new generation of fans go back and Google the fight that took place in 1996 and the fact that it was their father, like, that's completely badass. So, props to them in the sweater.
All right, Bob, thank you. Appreciate it. I guess I'm not really surprised, although I do like the I love Matthew, hate Brady take. A friend of mine on Twitter, X, whatever, over the weekend said, like, kind of plainly, like, do we hate these, as a Sabres fan, do we hate these guys, right? I hate these guys. And it's one of these things I wrote a reply to and then thought, I don't need to get into this. I'll save it for the air on Monday because, you know, I know it's a holiday. I'm going to be in here by myself. We'll see how these games go. And this friend of mine, I hate them both. And I get that they're not guys you enjoy seeing your team play against. But, man, don't you love guys like that? You do, right? We're in a very vulnerable place, too, with Sabres fans because we're, you know, one of the last things we experienced as Sabres fans was their lack of an appropriate response to Tage Thompson getting headhunted. And so now we fast forward. There's like one game or a couple games after that. And, okay, they're into the break, and they're still in last place, and, oh, my God, my team is a bunch of wussbags, and I hate them so much, and all that sort of stuff is what we're left with. And then you turn on the Four Nations, and it's just Saturday night, and it's 8:22, and the puck is barely even out of the referee's hand, and gloves are on the ice, and it's mayhem, to use John Cooper's word, one of the coaches involved in the head coach, Canada. I love the both of them, and I've loved the both of them for the entirety of their careers coming out. I just they both looked like great ideas, and the thing on Saturday night can certainly put it over the top. If you didn't like them before, maybe you're reevaluating that. I don't know. Do what you think is right there. But I have loved them both. In fact, Zach, I think you were here. I know I was working at home. You were with us on the show by the time the Eichel trade was happening, right? Or were you not yet with
not
us?
Yet. I was with the morning guys when Eichel went down.
Okay. Because the Kevin Weeks Calgary trade tweet happened, I can remember being in my attic on the air. So it would, and I don't think that would have been on the nightcap. So I think it was during my show. I think it was a day that Mike was off, if I remember correctly. And there was this, you know, Kevin Weeks does this from time to time. This sort of cryptic, like, here's what, you know, this might be happening kind of thing. And there was, I haven't gone back through to look. I don't know if he even keeps that stuff up. He might have deleted it because it obviously didn't happen. But there was, I want to say, at least a couple of hours And it coincided with me being on the air where Kevin Weeks was trying to tell us the Sabres and Flames are working on an Eichel for Matthew Tkachuk trade. And Brian Mazurowski from New...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
News Radio 930 tweeted something to the effect of, this is the best moment of being a Sabres fan in like the drought, was the little bit of time. It's like when you thought Antonio Brown might be a Bill, if you thought that was a good idea, not a horrible idea, because he was a seriously concussed and brain damaged individual. This Tkachuk idea, like, had it had enough legs to talk about and dream about for at least a little while. Then the fire went out, and that was the end of that. And we know the rest is history. The Sabres made their trade with Las Vegas, and eventually the Flames traded Tkachuk to Florida, where he has since been to the finals twice, winning in his second kick at the can with that fantastic team. I adore that player, always have. Met him at the draft combine in Buffalo before the 16 draft. I think that's that draft, or was it 17? Anyway, it was definitely post-Eichel, and just a really cool idea of a player, and has had a great career, and is everything that I think we think our team is not. Which is a part of the attraction. And his younger brother is really more of the same. Brady Tkachuk is really, it's the same. It's a slightly different package. He's got the face, but like really it's all to me positive, and have loved them for the entirety of their careers. So seeing them on Saturday night, do that was incredible to me. I'm no longer, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s and, you know, even predate Rob Ray and Matthew Barnaby and Bob Bugner and Brad May and the hardest working team in hockey and all of that. That was so much fun with Ted Nolan and the last days of the Odd. Of course, predating that, you can mention names like McGuire and Hartman and, you know, run down the list. The fighting in hockey for me had, like, my attraction to it, the appeal of it, has largely subsided as I've gotten older. And I it's not something I need in the sport. Because largely in the NHL, it's often, like, sort of staged nonsense. And to me, I have no need for, like, Matt Rempe, who's going to show up in the regular season and get everybody excited. And teams in their division are going to find big, tough guys to fight him. And then when you get to the games that really matter, they're not going to put him on the ice or in the lineup because they're scared of having him get burned. Because he's not a very good hockey player. Like, I got no use for that, right? Like, that era, to me, sort of wiped out fighting for me. And, you know, you mix in all the concussion stuff. It's just not been my favorite thing. Saturday night was awesome. Saturday night is a thing you get out of the way with all the stuff I just said and just appreciate the passion and the rivalry and what the U.S. was trying to accomplish in that moment, starting the game the way they did. I give the Canadian guys a lot of credit because Brandon Hagel is not a player. Not that Tkachuk is known as a fighter, but he's a tough guy and can handle himself. You saw him in the playoffs with Pastrnak last year or the year before. That's not uncommon for him. And he's a physical player, and he will answer the bell, even going back to his days in Calgary. Not always, but, you know, he'll throw him. I don't know about Hagel. He's definitely not known, doesn't have that reputation. So credit to him for standing in there and doing a pretty good job. You know, Sam Bennett is more like Matthew Tkachuk. They're teammates in Florida. Bennett's been in the Odd scrap. It's not uncommon, but again, not a player I would refer to as a fighter. And he, you know, again, and Brady Tkachuk isn't really that either. That's what makes it so cool. These guys aren't fighters per se. They're not guys who pile up major fighting penalties in the regular season, but they wanted to send the message and show Canada, like, we're here for this, and this is a new era, and I totally appreciated everything about it. JT Miller and Colton Parayko, okay, good job showing up, Miller, but you kind of got ragdolled. But the overarching point was made and was definitely something that got hockey fans excited, because you don't see that kind of passion. It's just rare. That's why when Pastrnak and Tkachuk did fight in the playoffs, it was so remarkable, because, like, this is reminiscent of Jerome Iginla and Vinny LeCavalier. Sorry, I'm dating myself. Back in the 04 finals was something that happened. Two highly drafted stud players on their respective teams. Captains, well, I don't think Vinny was the captain at the time, Andrew Truck was, but no, you get the point. When that happens, it just grabs your attention. It's not something that I was thinking about going in. I was not thinking myself about Keith Tkachuk and Claude Lemieux and Keith Primeau and Bill Guerin. It was not something, and of course, the touchstones are everywhere there. Bill Guerin's the GM of this American team. Keith Tkachuk, if you don't know, is Brady and Matthew's father. They were involved in 96 in this. I was not thinking at all about this being a repeat of that and these guys wanting to take charge of the game in the way that their father did and their general manager did back in 96 in the World Cup of Hockey then. But awesome that it happened, and just an incredible moment followed by a hockey game that was electric as well. I would stop short. I don't want to say everything at once, but I have some thoughts on the idea of it being the best game ever, which, you know, made the rounds on Saturday night into Sunday. But let's see if we can't fire the phones back up here. It doesn't have to be rapid fire. We can, like, settle in now. I just wanted to get that out of the way to start the show. 803-0550 is the number. Mark is first up in a longer form format here in this segment. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm watching that game, and I have never enjoyed hockey I mean, since Drury and Briere, really, comparing, you know, that level of excitement and anticipation. But then it made me so aggravated for this current Sabres team. Can you imagine the Tkachuk brothers letting Tage Thompson get hit the way he got hit and no one does the thing about it? I was sick to my stomach after the game just thinking about it. Like, my gosh, our best player gets cheap shotted and everyone's standing around like, it was just mind-blowing to me. Those lunatics, I mean, it would have been, and it should have been a field day. I mean, it's open season for everybody on that team. And honest, I don't know. I don't want this team to end, you know, on Thursday. I want to keep rolling. Obviously, it's impossible.
Right.
But it's fun. It's fun to like hockey again. I'm going to have a listen. Thanks.
All right, Mark. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I said during the course of laying out my thoughts on the Tkachuks and the game on Saturday, like we're a little delicate here, I think, as Sabres fans right now on this sort of thing, right? Because of the timing, you know, you've got this best on best tournament with all this attention. The hockey world certainly is focused on it. You know, we'll see to what extent the sports world ends up and has been focused on it. The ratings have been very good. 4.4 million Saturday night after a million each for Wednesday and Thursday, the games between Finland and the U.S. and Canada and Sweden from early in the week. But primetime Saturday night, they were up near 4.5 million, which is just a tremendous number of eyeballs on hockey. But we're over here going, like, our team just sort of collectively turtled right before the break. And now we see, like, these guys who are in the Sabres division just, you know, having at it. And it does, you know, shine, I think, like the caller, Mark, was saying, a less than complimentary light on certainly how we're feeling about the Sabres team overall. Before I wrap up segment one here, it was a great game. It was electric. I was on the edge of my seat almost entirely because it was close, right? I mean, it's a one-goal game all the way through. All right, nobody ever ran and hid. Nobody ever had the two-goal lead. It was a competitive, high-stakes, not the highest stakes, but a high-stakes game, and clearly the players cared. Beyond just the fighting at the beginning, the physicality was tremendous in the game, the speed, the tempo. It cannot be the best hockey game I ever saw. You can do what you think is right, but I need more swings, and that means I need more goals. I need more swings of emotion for it to be the best. If that game is the same game, trading goals, right, after Larkin scores to make it 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3, you know, maybe even 5-3 at some point, but they keep clawing back, that to me is a better event, a better game, would meet the criteria more for, and I'm not the guy that needs, I need to have offense, fans get bored. I just think from an emotional standpoint, with all that was at stake in that game and all that will be at stake on Thursday, if you get swings in the game, it's just way more dramatic and it just meets way more, for me, the criteria of the best hockey game I've ever seen. It was tremendous, and it has been a long time since I felt the rush of adrenaline and excitement that I felt Saturday night watching a game. But to me, just not enough back and forth on the score sheet for it to be the best game ever. Certainly was the best collection of players we've seen on the ice in a very, very long time. There's no question about that. The level of play, I think, is off the charts. The skill level, the speed, the physicality has been certainly good enough to me to meet the they give a crap quota. But best game ever? I don't know. I would balk at that myself. I'm a little older. I remember some other international competitions. I hope maybe Thursday we get what I'm hoping for. Canada is still up. Is it still 4-0? They're in commercial, but Oh, maybe they're still in intermission, actually. I don't know. Anyway, Canada looks like they're going to be on their way to meeting the U.S. in the championship game of this tournament. Too bad we don't have any conversation about whether the U.S. should let Sweden win so they play Sweden on Thursday. That would have been fun, he said. Hopefully with you recognizing the sarcasm. Want to mention, by the way, we're sorry, no stream today. Technical issues with the stream. So for those of you who normally partake in that and enjoy the chat room, no, I did not know Sal was going to Italy. But we miss you out there today and hope that we are back up and running very soon, by certainly tomorrow morning, if not tomorrow afternoon, with our show. We'll hit a timeout. Lines are wide open, 803-0550. Your reaction in general to this Four Nations face-off tournament, the Tkachuk brothers on Saturday night, three fights in 9 seconds. It should include JT Miller in that, too. And what you're looking forward to here as we move into Thursday and a championship game that hopefully will be one for the ages. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schopp is on vacation this week. Matt Parrino on the Bills at 4 o'clock. Dave Buchanan on the weekend that was for the Bandits. And a wrap-up on the Daytona 500 at 4:30. Then Paul Hamilton will be along to ruin everything long form from 5 until about 6:25. We'll have Paul. And that can include your phone calls if you want to ask Paul questions about why he would, for instance, trade Rasmus Dahlin straight up for Brady Tkachuk. I mean, feel free to call in. Not just about that. Anyway, I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.